It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Thursday, April 23rd. I'm Patricia Naft. U.S. 550 was closed yesterday near Ouray so authorities could recover a vehicle and a body. This is Marty Whitmore, the Public Information Officer with Ouray County.
The Ouray County Coroner's Office has confirmed the identity of the victim as Edgar Vegas, 18. Colorado State Patrol was continuing efforts to retrieve the vehicle, which had rolled over U.S. 50. It was not visible from the highway, making extrication somewhat of a challenge.
Edgar, who was driving from Texas, was missing since Friday. Yesterday was Earth Day, a day of reflection on our environment and a recognition that humans are one people far more alike than we are different. Earth Day was first observed in 1970. The U.S. Census Bureau, which tracks much more than just population, released a dearth of Earth Day statistics. They estimate green energy production created $9.8 billion in revenue in 2012, the last year's data they have. That's a 50% increase since just 2007. During that same period, the number of green energy generation businesses more than doubled. Also, the number of businesses that provide raw post-recycled material jumped by 20% during that time. That industry now employs 115,000 people in the U.S. 2 years ago, the Montrose County Commissioners denied a special use permit to construct a gravel pit. Commissioners cited concerns over the location of the haul road, the length of time the asphalt plant would operate, and the size of the pit as reasons for denying the permit. However, the commissioners encouraged the applicant to reapply if they could address those concerns. And as KVNF's Laura Palmasano reports, to the dismay of some nearby residents, another permit request for the pit was submitted.
The Montrose County Planning Commission will hold a public meeting Thursday night to hear feedback on the proposed Uncompahgre pit. The proposal calls for the construction of a gravel pit, concrete batch plant, and asphalt plant on 245 acres, 9 miles south of the city. The area is zoned for agricultural use, meaning the applicant needs a special use permit from the county to build and operate there. The Montrose County Master Plan says the area is designated for development in agricultural, agribusiness, low-density residential, and planned development uses. The first application for a permit in 2013 called for a mine with a life of 105 years and estimated pit production at 104 tons annually. The county commissioners denied that permit. A recent report prepared by Steve White, the county's planning and development director, says the revised proposal looks to double production but shorten the mine's life to 56 years. In the report, White recommends the Planning Commission approve the permit. The South Valley Alliance is a group of more than 100 residents who live near the proposed pit. They oppose its development. Barb Earnhardt with the Alliance says some of her concerns with the project are
air quality issues, view shed issues, dust, asphalt emissions, highway traffic safety, incompatibility, generally speaking, on many fronts with surrounding land uses.
Earnhardt says she feels the pit is an industrial operation and doesn't fit the criteria for approved activity in an area zoned for agricultural use. In his report, White says, quote, the site plan conforms to the district design standards, and public health and safety will be mitigated through regulations set forth by the county and state. White declined to comment to KVNF about the report and his recommendation for permit approval. The public hearing for the application is set for Thursday night at 6 at Friendship Hall in Montrose. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmasano.
The U.S. Forest Service has opened applications for their Forest Legacy Program. It's a program where private landowners can set up conservation easements on their forested land. This is Naomi Marcus with the Colorado State Forest Service.
The Colorado State Forest Service supports this conservation easement program because it helps protect private forest land from conversion to non-forest uses. A private landowner who owns forest land that's enrolled in the Forest Legacy Program will retain ownership and management of their land while receiving compensation for unrealized development rights.
The program has been running since 2001. Anyone interested can find more information on the State Forest Service website. State lawmakers say they want to reduce the number of human bear conflicts. The Senate Local Government Committee unanimously approved a bill to study how to better manage Colorado's bear population. Benta Berklin has more from the state capitol.
The measure directs the Division of Parks and Wildlife to study how best to protect the public from bears and reduce conflicts. Republican sponsor Senator Ray Scott of Grand Junction says it's a growing problem, especially in western Colorado.
Knock on wood, in Colorado, we've been incredibly lucky that we haven't had more incidents where people have been hurt or worse.
Supporters say the first step is determining how many bears exist in Colorado and how they interact with people and impact tourism. Another sponsor says he hopes the study will also help protect bears, which he says are an extremely important part of the state's wildlife. The bill now heads to the Senate floor. Attempts in previous years to expand bear hunting season have not passed. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
A strain of avian influenza is spreading across poultry farms in the Midwest. While it's not in Colorado, KUNC's Luke Runyon says egg and chicken producers here are taking steps to keep it that way.
Millions of birds have already succumbed to the disease nationwide, and new pockets are popping up almost daily. Until now, it's been confined to flocks in the Midwest and in California. But that's not stopping Jerry Wilkins from putting Platteville-based Morning Fresh Farms egg operation on lockdown. The farmhouse is close to 1.5 million hens.
We are doing everything from restricting on-farm access to essential employees only, following on-farm disinfecting procedures, housing hens indoors to prevent access to wild birds and waterfowl.
The disease isn't harmful to humans, but can be easily transmitted from humans to poultry. The Colorado Department of Agriculture says backyard chickens are also at risk, and owners should limit their birds' interaction with wild bird species. For KUNC, I'm Luke Runyon.
A Colorado Parks and Wildlife event is coming up in June for men who would like to learn more about hunting, fishing, and camping. Joe Lewandowski with CPW says the event can be a great experience.
And we call it a cast and blast because we'll be shooting shotguns and learning how to handle a fly rod and a fishing pole. And this event, we're really looking for some men who might not be familiar with hunting and fishing, who've perhaps wanted to try it, wanted to take their kids along and give it a try for the weekend.
The event is free and takes place near Norwood. The deadline for application is May 25th. Stay tuned for Joanna and the Sweet Sound. For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.